Hi folks, Joe Stagner here. In this ASP.NET Dynamic Data video, I'm going to show you how to custom format specific fields that are used in your dynamic data application. So let's go ahead and fire up Visual Web Developer Express and open the project that we've been working on so far. And before we go in and make modifications, let's go ahead and run this. Have a look at what the formatting looks like now so that we can see the contrast and how we're going to change it. So, for example, I'm going to work with the date field. So instead of working with the products table as we've been working with, I'm going to go into the orders table, and you look at these date fields. And for example, this order date field here has the date, but it also has a time, and you'll notice that all the times are the same. So what this means is that we're not actually recording the time when that the order is placed, but we're displaying a date time field. And it's just using the default display. So we want to tweak that so that we have a better format for date display. So let's go back into our application. Now, remember we created this custom metadata class for product, but we're going to work with the orders table. So if we go in and look at our Northwinds database, just as a refresher, we'll see in our tables collection that there's this orders table. So we're going to create a class that we can use for custom metadata for the orders table. So we'll choose class as we're adding a new object. And I'm going to call this order, not orders, but order, singular, which will map to the orders class. And you'll recall here that we're going to need a couple of imports. Right? So we need system.web.dynamicData, and we also want system.componentModel.dataAnnotations. And this is kind of interesting. Notice that the data annotations namespace is not inside system.web. So you might infer from that that data annotations is this is a technology that could be used across any development technology, WinForms, WPF, what have you, not just for a web forms application. So one of the interesting things here, if we look at data type, notice here that there's definition for each of the data types that we might encounter in our application. And so this is what provides us the annotation and what maps how a particular type is going to be handled in our user interface. So back here, we're going to make this public partial class. Right, so partial public class order. And then, of course, we're going to need a metadata class. So let's define a class order metadata, and now we can attach our metadata class to our partial class for order items. Let's go ahead and do that. So metadata type, get type. Order metadata. There we go. So now we've attached this metadata class to our orders table. And technically, we've attached it to the order entity that our data model uses to access the orders class. And now we can display, we can change the display formatting. So we're interested in the order date. Right. Remember, when we looked at our orders table in our data grid, we were looking at the order date item. So let's go ahead and create an object in our metadata class for order date. Right. And you'll recall from watching the previous videos that we just specify type object because we don't really care about the type specificity. It's going to be mapped through our link to SQL entities to the appropriate item in our order table. And here we can add an attribute to the order date item that we just created. and we're going to say display format, and here we're going to provide some information. Now, IntelliSense is very useful here, so it tells us that we can do things like what we should do for an empty string, or if the field is null, what we should display as a string. In our case, we're going to specify a format, so I'm going to say data format string, and here I can now just assign a standard .NET string formatter. So let's say year, month, day, and that's, we don't care about the time because as we saw in our display that the times are all the same, so the order taking application isn't actually recording the time that an order is placed. And that's all we need. So now let's go ahead and run our application. And we'll go into the orders table. And what we'll see is, for that order date field, we now have a much better formatting in the display. So if we go into orders, and there we go. So instead of this default formatting, we're displaying the format that we specified in our data format string, year, month, and day. And obviously you can see this is much cleaner, and we're not displaying, you know, useless information that is not only uselessly takes up screen real estate but could be confusing to the user. And if you've worked at all with .NET format strings, you understand that by using this convention you have complete control over how the data actually displays in your user interface. ¶¶